A verbringen, in Yiddish a term meaning a joyous gathering, but it's really so much more. It's insight, it's inspiration, it's the bottom line. Join Rabbi Levi Avtson, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. for the verbringen, only on 101.9 High FM.
I often want you wonder what you guys are hearing when you hear that tune. Anyways, and I'm hearing myself double knife. But it's an absolute privilege and honor to be here with you on this incredible day. This is Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the new month, and we are here in the beautiful month of Kislev as we start this new month, please God, full of blessing and success for each and every one of us. And what we do every Tuesday from 1 to 2 in the afternoon is what we call in the noun a verbringen, in the verb verbring. Now, interesting, just before I got here on the radio, I was participating in another verbringen, a very different, a very unusual verbringen, in that it's most probably the longest verbringen to have ever taken place in the planet consecutively, and it's currently competing for the longest, not competing, it's long one, the longest Zoom event in history. So basically, let me just give you some context. This weekend, which is the past weekend, the Shabbos that we leads up to the new month of Kislev, traditionally for the past few decades, has been the weekend where shluchim, emissaries, Chabad emissaries, rabbis show up to New York for a yearly conference. The women's conference, the Rebbetzin's conference, is a few months later. It's in February usually. And this year, due to COVID, pretty much very few people, if any, traveled to New York. So the conference was held fully online. Now, at some stage, they planned that on Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night, immediately as Shabbos came out in Australia, they would start a Zoom verbringen / Zoom conversation. And then as the next continent in Asia, they finish Shabbos, they would take over, etc., and eventually would finish 18 hours later in Alaska. When Alaska, their Shabbos finished, they would be wrapping up the verbringen. But it hasn't wrapped up yet. It started Saturday night in Australia, which is pretty much about a few hours ago, our time, and it's been going for about 75 hours straight, nonstop. Literally, this guy goes to sleep, this guy wakes up, the next person starts talking, this person falls asleep, next person. Some people have been going literally, at least their face has been in front of the screen for 72 hours. I'm not sure how they do that. But it's been literally a nonstop conversation, different people from different parts of the world plugging in, sharing a thought or two, hanging around, listening to a few other thoughts, continuing with their day, plugging in a few minutes later, listening to a thought or two, sharing a thought or two, and it's been going on. And obviously, while, continuing my day job, every once in a while, when I have a few minutes, I'm eating lunch, even walking. I've been, walking to my job. I'll be walking with Zoom on just like, be part of this incredible, experience. And, having named this show verbringen a few years ago and hoping to turn this show into a conversation / verbringen, I have to say being on a 75-hour verbringen has been something extremely unusual and powerful and transformative in that it's pretty much just one continuous conversation, plugging in, plugging out, but life, like the analogy I'm thinking is how life really is one big conversation. Yes, we have to go away from the conversation. Sometimes we go to action, we go to our priorities, we go to our needs, but fundamentally, we're living in one long conversation with ourselves, with our creator, and with our neshama, with our soul. And that's really what a verbringen is. It's living in conversation. It's keeping the conversation going within yourself, never removing ourselves from being plugged in. Because one thing we noticed during the COVID year, 2020, I don't know if this year will be called the COVID year. Please God, 2021 will not be called the COVID year.
But 2020, on the most part, has had an overriding factor of COVID in it. The thing we learned is that the stronger our anchor, the stronger we're plugged into optimism, truth, spirituality, holiness, the more we're plugged into the best part of ourselves, the easier and more meaningful this journey has been. Because pretty much this journey has been a journey for each and every one of us in our own unique way. But not one person in 2020 lived the life that they lived in 2019, even remotely similar. Not one person on this planet, which is a mind-boggling concept that all 7 billion of us, our lives have been transformed by an invisible virus. And each and every one of us had to deal with our unique challenges, but the change, the fact that there was change, occurred to each and every one of us. And the question is, how did we deal with it? What was our anchor? What kept us on our moral road? What kept us strong? What keeps us strong? And really, you know, having just, as I said, a minute before the radio show, plugged out of Zoom to plug into this Fabringen, and then hopefully after the show have a few minutes to plug back into the Fabringen, having been in both, you know, just in this electric conversation going on across the world, people coming, sharing their personal stories, people sharing inspiration. Altogether, it's been an incredible upliftment.
This is the Fabringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson on 101.9 High FM.
Hello, this is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksfield Shul. Today, Rosh Chodesh, a beautiful beginning of a new month, the third month after Rosh Hashanah. We start with the month of Tishrei, then we go to the month of Cheshvan, and now we start today, Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month of Kislev, a beautiful month, the month of light, because Hanukkah comes towards the end of the month. Hanukkah is the symbolism of light, and as we know that the Chag within a month illuminates not only the day, illuminates the entire month. So really, this is the month, Chodesh Ha'or, the month of light. And gosh, do we need light in our world now. Now, what I want to explore with you for the next few minutes on the show is, although it might sound simplistic, I think it's, first of all, the truest things in life usually are the most simple. But more importantly, it's something that we need to remind ourselves of. And that's what I want to talk about. We just entered the month of light, so let's talk about light. The actual physical element of light. Right now, it's just about 1:30 in the afternoon here in Johannesburg. Bit of a cloudy sky, beautiful sky, but it's light outside. It's not the brightest light. You know, if it wasn't so cloudy, it'd be a bit brighter. But it's a beautiful day where you can see everything. You don't need to have a light on in your room. You open your window, you take away the blind, take away the covering that's blocking the light, and you let the light come in. And right now, I am sitting in a room with no lights on, just natural light. Now, in about 5.5 hours from now, it's going to look very different. I'll get out of this chair by then, but if I'm sitting in the exact same position in 5.5 hours and I turn to my left, which is where the window is, I will not be seeing a light. You know what I'll be seeing? Nothing. Well, thank God I live in the 21st century, and unless there's load shedding, I'll be able to see some lights outside. But fundamentally, my world, the world where I'm living, the world around me, will go dark. You know, people in other parts of the world will still have lights, but at this little corner of our world, it will be dark. Now, I know what I'm saying sounds extremely lame, but just, you know, indulge me. What's the fundamental difference between this moment when there's light and that moment when it's dark? I'm not talking about the fact that when there's light means the sun shining, and when we don't have light, it means that we're in a different direction, so we're no longer getting the sunshine. I'm saying, when I'm living in a room which is light and I'm living in a room which is dark, is there any difference between the two? Fundamentally, no. It's the exact same room. My desk is exactly my desk. And my laptop is my laptop. And my computer is my computer. And my cupboards are my cupboards. Everything's there. But when there's light, when I could see, I could experience what I am living in. If it's dark, I can't experience it. Just a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity of having 50 hours of load shedding straight. And yeah, I've been through my own fair share of load shedding, but 50 hours was still a bit of an anomaly. And eventually, you know, you're living in dark. And it came to mind a famous story about a fellow who was thrown into a dark pit and starts rubbing his eyes because, you know, he can't see anything. So one of the people who were already in the pit says, "Don't worry, my son. Give it a few minutes and you'll adjust to it." And this fellow who was just thrown into the pit turns to the guy and says, "You know what? That's exactly what I'm worried about. I'm worried about adjusting to darkness." Because what is darkness? Darkness is when you don't see what you're living in. Light is when you see what you're living in. So you could be in a gorgeous mansion, but if all the lights are off and it's the middle of the night, or load shedding, whatever, you will not feel like you're in a mansion. For all you care, you're in a prison because you're not getting to experience any of the beauty. So although you might be standing right now in a million-dollar mansion, you're not experiencing any of it because the experience is very much a visual experience, and that's really what light gives us, the power of the visual. So what does that symbolize in our life? Light symbolizes clarity. A person who's living the world of light, I'm not talking in a modern, woke way. I found the light. I discovered the light, you know, some crazy epiphany or some drug experience, going to a different zone. No, I'm talking about light as in clarity. When a person lives with clarity and a person lives without clarity, they're living the same exact reality. They're living in the same world, but their experiences cannot be further apart. And one of the challenges during COVID, it's not as if it hasn't been a challenge before COVID, but let's be honest, we've been in COVID long enough that it's hard for us to even remember what the world was like before. One of the challenges is people living in darkness, people feeling like there's no clarity. I don't know what's next. I don't know what happens. So now there is a vaccine, thank God, from Pfizer and from Moderna, and let's see what happens. And will the vaccine come, and will it come to Africa, and what kind of freezer space? I don't know, each day with its own stories. But there's this deep sense of life is out of my control. But clarity never meant control. Living with clarity does not mean you think that the world is in your control. On the contrary, if you think you control the world, you're not living a life of clarity, you're living a life of darkness. Someone gave me an analogy this morning. He says, "Rabbi," he heard the analogy from one of the other rabbis in this town. I thought it was a good analogy. There's this kid playing with the remote control car, and the remote control is moving so beautifully. What the kid, the two-year-old, doesn't realize is not that he's a fantastic driver, it's that his remote is actually broken, and his dad is standing behind him actually playing with the remote. But the kid convinces himself he's driving the remote. And so too, I'm not saying that's good parenting. Sometimes just allow your kid to play and just let them crash. But the point is, sometimes we think we're driving and we're not. Hashem's driving this world. So being in control is not what clarity is about. Being in clarity means seeing the world for what it is, being at peace with it, not resisting. Okay, Hashem, here I am. Each night before we go to sleep, Hashem, I give you my soul. I give it to you. Please return it to me in the morning. Hashem, in the morning, I thank you. Thank you for giving me your life. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to live again. A person that lives with clarity is not a power freak. On the contrary, they know what's in their control and what's out of their control, and they're at peace with it. We need to turn on the lights in our mind. Live the same life we're living, but with a place, with a clarity. What's in our control, what's not in our control. A clarity of what it means to live with faith. A clarity of what it means to live with purpose. A clarity of what it means to appreciate. You know, you can look at your spouse and think about all the imperfections they have. And at that moment, you're living a life of darkness. You don't have the clarity, because what's the clarity? The clarity is, wow, I've been blessed to share my life with somebody else who isn't perfect. But gosh, am I so blessed. So many people would dream about the blessings I have. I have a child. My child's not perfect, but gosh, what a gift it is to have a child. We can all use a dose of light. We can all use a dose of clarity. And that's really the message of Hanukkah, the Chag that comes at the end of this month. But really, the Hanukkah is the theme of the entire month. The theme of light is, don't change your life. Change your perspective. Or how the advertisement went a few minutes ago on the show, change your glasses. See the world through new eyes. Turn on the light. Have that aha. And you know one of the great ways to have that aha, one of the great ways to turn on the light? By studying Torah. By refocusing our mind, by not just watching CNN or Fox News or any other local station or, you know, forwarding conspiracy theories, whatever else, you know, we do to just up our anxiety. No. Study Torah. Anchor ourselves in eternal principles, in foundational principles. Study years ago, I used to struggle with the relevance of Judaism, the relevance of opening a chumash and reading a verse and finding it relevant. But the truth is, if you approach the Torah with an attitude that says, there is a lesson to be learned in every single thing I'm about to read, you'll be blown away by how many lessons you could learn. Open the Chumash of the day, third Aliyah of the Parsha of Toldot. It's a short Aliyah today. It's a short Parsha. Read it and ask yourself, it talks about Yitzchak's success, despite having different people causing him issues. It talks about him not giving up. He digs one well, and the Philistines fill up the well, and he digs another well, and another issue. And finally, he digs the third well, and he calls it Rechavot, that expands. He feels blessed. He feels expansive. You could read that story and think it's a story about 3,200 years ago. An ancient ancestor of ours dug wells. Boo, boo. Hooray. What else did he do? Or you can sit there saying, wow, Maisa of a similar bunim, everything that patriarchs, matriarchs did is a sign for me. And there's a message here. There's a message of perseverance. There's a message about digging wells. What is a well? A well is simply uncovering something that was already there. You don't create new water. You're not creating a pool. That you need to now fill it up with water. You're digging up the earth and you're allowing the water to surface against the power of gravity to just surface from the bottom and go up. And that symbolized each and every one of us uncovering inner potential and allowing our inner beauty to surface. You could read today's Torah portion and you'll get more clarity, more light in how to live than you can ever get from watching even the most amazing commentator and your favorite newspaper or your favorite conspiracy theorist or whatever. We need light in our lives, friends, and light does not come from one mortal to the next. Yes, some of us might be wiser and some of us might be dumber. As they say in Hebrew, this fellow said, it's true, I'm not the biggest wise fellow on the planet, but I'm also not the smallest dummy. This is 101.9 Chai FM, and my name is Rabbi Levi Yafson, and we are talking about turning on the light in your lives, and that's what really Farbrengen is all about. Farbrengen, turn on the light. Turn on the light. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Farbrengen with Rabbi Levi Yafson on 101.9 Chai FM.
One rabbi relating one of the drushes he heard from Rabbi Sachs, who we spoke about last week, the late chief rabbi, who starts off his drusha with the following question. You know, everybody knows light bulb jokes. Here's a question. How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb? And his answer, one. But the light bulb has to want to change from within. And then he built his whole speech on that idea that change has to come from us, not from somebody else. The light bulb has to want to change if the therapist is going to change it. And although it's, you know, it's a cute little joke, maybe you found it funny, or maybe you found it like, oh my gosh, really? That was so not funny. But regardless, there's a strong point in that, and that is the idea that we have to want to change. We have to want to turn the light bulb. And that's really what we've been talking about, turning on the light bulb. Some of us prefer living in dark, which is comfortable, than the light, which might brighten our eyes. Try to think of it this way, an analogy. Imagine you did spend too much time in the dark. In order to adjust to light after that, it would take quite a while. I was reading an article recently, if you remember that story that happened in Peru, I believe, with the 30-something miners who got stuck under earth for weeks on end. And then finally they come out, the whole story, and their eyes took a long time to adjust to lights. They were walking around with sunglasses or heavy masks on their eyes until their eyes can adjust to the new light. What's the point? The point is sometimes we're so used to darkness that we're actually blinded by the light rather than appreciate it. So you could have truth right in front of your face, but no. I'm telling you, the world is going to the dogs. I'm telling you, South Africa has no future. I'm telling you this, I'm telling you that, and we'll continue to preach prophecies of doom and avoid the light, avoid an optimistic point of view, or more than that, avoid a, excuse the word because sometimes it's misused, an activist point of view. Activist often gets used to, like, you know, somebody pushing a radical left agenda. But the truth is, what's an activist? Somebody that actually takes ideology and brings it into action. We all need to be activists. We all need to be people that are not optimists, but rather see a vision and turn the light on that vision. Allow it to manifest in its world. Allow it to play the part it needs to play, my friends. Because that's what we're in. We're in the month of Kislev. We're done with darkness. Mar Cheshvan is the month behind us. It has beauty in it as well, but ultimately the first half of the words of Mar Cheshvan, Mar is bitter. It's been an interesting month. It's a month that the flood began, but that month is behind us. Now we're in a new month, Chodesh Ha'or, the month of light. But until you want to turn the light globe on, nothing will make a difference. You can have all the lights on, but until the local electricity company decides to tell City Power or whoever decides to turn the lights on, you have no lights. Each and every one of us has the potential for so much light in our lives, but we have to turn on the switch. And how do you turn on the switch? Lock yourself a little bit out of the news. Stop forwarding every single meme you get. That's a message to me. And indulge in true wisdom. God's word, Torah, Tfilah, davening, acts of goodness, acts of chesed. Live a life of light. There's no question that many of us in our time gravitate downwards. You know, depression is more rampant than ever before. Sadness, anxiety, stress. I'm not necessarily talking from a clinical perspective. I'm just talking about like the feelings of these and like that absolute black hole that so many of us struggle with. And we need to turn the light on. We have to fight. We have to resist that pull down. We have to float up, just like fire. It's the only thing that defies gravity by going up. We have to defy gravity and choose to see the world through a brighter lens, to see our role in this world as bright, to be grateful, because every single day of life is such an incredible gift. Each day that we're here is such an incredible privilege. You know, on the one hand, you could sit there focusing on how many people have died from COVID or the loss and the grief and the pain and so much going on. On the other hand, you could sit there saying, thank you, Hashem, that I'm still here. I'm still here. The fact that you're listening right now to the radio show, thank God your ears are working. I know that sounds cliche and silly, but it's so true that we have to remember each and every day that light globe, that light bulb clarity, that the darkest day of life is still so much more beautiful than the brightest day of death. The darkest day of a decent marriage is still brighter than the brightest day of no marriage at all. The darkest day with a child is still brighter than a day with no child at all. And you could, even in these crazy moments, choose to see things through that perspective, through the perspective of light. This week I had the incredible opportunity to participate in a wedding. It's been a while since I've been at a wedding. And just to be able to celebrate light, life, love, renewal, optimism, freshness, each and every one of us, as we enter this new month on this Rosh Chodesh, let's go into this month with a commitment to turn on the light. This is 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksville Chul.
This is the Fabringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson on 101.9 Chai FM.
I love that. If you could spend 26,000 rand when you're in a bad mood, then gosh, do I want to hang around you when you're in a good mood. This is 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson, wrapping up the show. And today is Rosh Chodesh. I want to again wish everybody a Chodesh Tov, a good and beautiful, magnificent month. Yes, we should hear good news about the end of the pandemic, but more importantly than that, we should create the good news through good perspectives, through good messaging, through just how about trying to minimize our sharing of negativity and upping our sharing of positivity. Yes, you know, we all get messages of negativity, but before you forward it, ask yourself, how many messages of positivity did you forward today? And if you didn't do any, then first forward a few messages of positivity. We need light, friends, and the light is here. It doesn't exist anywhere else. All you need to do is just switch on. Press the plug. Press the switch. Just turn the key. Whatever you need to do, get the light on. As we get closer to the holiday of Hanukkah, and remember the miracle of the oil, how God allowed the oil to last for 8 days instead of one, the fire to last. Let's remember, each and every one of us, that's our mandate to be a walking menorah, to be a light that never, ever fades, to be an energy of light that never goes out, that people who hang around us are illuminated by us, that we illuminate our surroundings, that we add the light to this world, that we are agents of light, not of negativity, not of pessimism, not of jealousy, not of cynicism, but rather agents of light. Because remember, we spoke about this, and we all know this to be true. The first thing God created when he created the world, Vayomer Lakim Yehi Or, God said, let there be light. Let there be light. That is the first call of what it means to be in this world. We have an obligation to turn on the light. Each and every one of us, Yehi Or, let there be light. Shine light. Because each one of us has been sent here by Hashem, we're ambassadors of Hashem, and we were sent here to illuminate this world just a little brighter. And we all have the incredible opportunity to do it. As I wrap up the show and wish you a Chodesh Tov, I want to bless you that this month should really be full of light. And we conclude with a beautiful medley of chuppah songs, wedding songs, more recent, it might not be so familiar, but beautiful melodies sung by the amazing Miami Boys Choir. This is Miami Chuppah, Tfilas Chuppah, and Odi Shama. And this is 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson. Have a great day. Chodesh Tov.